Today's country and your all-time favorites, 95.1 The Bull. It's 8:36. Time now for our community conversation brought to you by our friends at Floyd County Medical Center, online at fcmc.us.com. Joining us on the line this morning from Oshin, I have author Sue Leenow joining us. Sue, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So, Sue, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do as an author.
Well, first of all, my husband and I have a bar restaurant. We've been here in Austin for 40 years and never dreamed we would be in business that long. And what I really wanted to do my whole life was always be an author illustrator. I've always loved art, so finally, at the age of 58, I decided it's time for me to pursue my dream. And that's what first made me sit down and decide to write a children's book, which is what my true passion is, and illustrate all the pictures for it. So in 2019, the very beginning of that, I came out with my first children's book called Ruford Visits the Farm. And it's a three-part sequel. And so I got done with the first one, and now I have just completed book number two, which is Ruford Visits the North Woods.
Very good. So, now, Ruford Visits the North Woods, what kind of inspired you to write that sequel?
It's definitely something I love to do, but the book itself, the story of Ruford, is a young eagle from Decorah, and so the first book only covered him as a four-month-old eagle. And now I want the kids to explore as he ages in life, and so he's a five-year-old eagle, and Ruford visits the North Woods. And I took him on a journey from Decorah to Lake Superior in Duluth, Minnesota, in this story. And, of course, he is going to find the love of his life up there in Lake Superior. So after those two unite, there will be a third book that will come out later on, continuing with Ruford's life.
Speaking with Sue Leenow, joining us this morning here on the Morning Roundup, talking about your sequel book, children's book, Ruford Visits the North Woods. Now, how long did the project take for the first versus the second book?
It took a little longer to get the second book out because we had won Best Burger in Iowa. So we ended, my restaurant did, my husband's and I. And so we ended up, and I put my work on the book on hold for about a year and a half. So this particular book took me at least 3 years to get it completed. Each page I illustrate takes, a lot of the kids want to know, it takes about 10 hours a page for my drawings. And full completion of this, I would say I stuck a year and a half of actual time and work into it. So it turned out really nice. I absolutely love it, and I hope you guys do too.
Oh, absolutely. So how has been the reception on that first book that you did on Ruford?
The first book went over really well, extremely well. It was, you know, everybody, it's fun to support a local author, which is really awesome. I sold an awful lot of the books in my business, and it has sold quite a few copies. I mean, a couple thousand for sure. .3, like somewhere around there. But the kids have all loved it. I've read at a lot of the schools, the local schools around. I'm willing to do that because I love to see the expression on their face when they get to follow along on the book. So it was very successful, and that promoted me to keep on with book number two, for a follow-up.
Our community conversation this morning, joining us here on the line this morning, is Sue Leenow, a local Oshin author on the children's book there, Ruford Visits the Farm and Ruford Visits the North Woods, the latest sequel there. Now, Sue, will there be any appearances you'll be making in our area?
I know I will be in Fredericksburg at the Plum Creek Art Center there on August 19th. I'll be there at 10 o'clock in the morning. If you guys want to come get a signed book from me, I would love to see you all there. Bring your little ones along. And I will also be scheduling a lot of the school visits in the fall. And I plan to take the same journey that Ruford took to Lake Superior. In October, I am going to be heading to some of the towns that Ruford stopped at on his way up to Lake Superior. I have a map at the beginning of the book that the kids will be able to follow and see the journey he took. That's the same journey I'm going to take in October. So I'm hoping to do book signings and readings in Wabasha, which is home of the National Eagle Center, and Eau Claire and Rice Lake and Hayward. That is the journey he took up to Duluth. So I'm going to have a really busy fall with promoting my book and being at a lot of schools and hopefully libraries. And I'd be more than happy to come to New Hampton.
All right. And then, of course, maybe we'll kickstart some young adventurers here in the future.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping.
There we go. Sue, one other question. We talked briefly on the sequel there. What would be kind of a time frame in which you'll be having the sequel from beginning to completion?
I'm hoping to have the third and final book out in the next 2 years. I'll be starting to, I'm promoting this one right now, so I haven't sat down and started drawing book three yet. But by wintertime, I hope to be starting the illustrating for book three. And I'll give you a little tip on book three. It's going to all take place here in Austin and just a couple miles outside of Austin. There will be a nest. And I haven't put Austin on the map yet in either one of my books. So this third and final book, I will be putting Austin there. So I'm hoping to have that third and final book out by 2025.
All right. Well, we look forward to that, of course. Sue Lee now joining us this morning here on the Morning Roundup. Further information on you, Sue, and the book there. How can we learn more about you?
Well, you can stop in and see me for one thing. At Bambino's in Austin, and I would be glad to share anything with you and about the book and myself. But I graduated from Tripola School in 1978. I've always loved art. I've been here in Austin for 40 years, and you can find my book by coming in to see me here in Austin at Bambino's. I will gladly sign and sell you a book, or you can get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. I know the first book they actually put on the shelf at Barnes & Noble down in Waterloo. So you can check it out online, too, if you need to. But if you want to have a signed copy, come on up and see me in Austin, and I'll be glad to get you one.
All right, Sue. Well, best of luck on the appearances you got coming up, your trip up to Minnesota. And we look forward to the new book that is being unleashed to the public. And we, of course, look forward to the sequel that will be down the line.
Yeah, thank you. And I just want to remind again, August 19th, I'll be pretty close to your area in Fredericksburg at the Plum Creek Arts Center at 10 a.m.
And, of course, we'll have our community conversation posted after 9 at 951thebull.com. Sue Lee now, Austin author here of the book Ruford Visits the North Woods. Here on our community conversation, 95.1 The Bull, brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center, online fcmc.us.com.